I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, you're listening to the Alt in Our Stars podcast. That is the name of Billboard's rock and alternative music podcast. I'm your host, Chris Payne, and today I'm here with an awesome band. They're called Speedy Ortiz. What's up, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
I'm here with the whole band. Maybe we'll go around, we'll do little introductions.
I'm Devin. I'm Darrell.
I am Sadie.
I'm Michael.
Yeah, and you guys just played Terminal 5 last night.
We did.
Term 5, a one-off show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was mistaken. I think I was just fantasizing that it was a tour, because I asked these guys on the way, and I was like, oh yeah, the tour with Courtney and Torres, but just a one-off.
No, just one show. We were on tour for a lengthy several-month period, and we got home like a month ago. So
that's,
we're
like a power
doing
tour.
The one-off thing.
That's what I call it.
That'd be a pretty fun lineup, though.
It was.
Yeah, so how did the one-off come together?
I mean, for a tour.
What was like the behind the scenes?
Yeah, so how did the one-off come together?
Sure, there were, what were the juicy stories?
Oh, a golden dove flew to our window with an invitation made of diamonds.
I thought it was a diamond dove with a golden invitation.
You know what it was? I think Courtney gave us the diamond dove with the golden invitation. And Torres sent us a golden dove with a diamond invitation. No, yeah. I think it was just, you know, I know both of them casually, and we've never done a show all together.
Brave Terminal 5.
So we were like, heck yeah, well, Brave Terminal 5.
Brave Terminal 5.
Birds were involved.
Mm-hmm.
There were birds sending messages somewhere.
I have like mild antipathy for Terminal 5, based on seeing a Guided by Voices show there a few years ago, which I talked about on stage. I got if you've been to Terminal 5, you know, and if you haven't, there are huge balconies like all around the room, and
just a thing.
People were just like dumping beers off the balconies during this Guided by Voices show.
Of course.
And I got one all over my head. I vowed to never return, but yeah, the show was too good to say no to.
Last night.
You're dumping beers?
It's everywhere. I was like, oh.
Balconies can be tough.
Mm. I see a balcony, I dump some beer.
I forget who. I think it was Irving Plaza. I think it was Roseland Ballroom. It was like Goldfinger and Real Big Fish, and a dude fell off the balcony. He like stood on top of the balcony and fell off into the audience.
And I bet that's not the only time that's happened at Roseland Ballroom.
Yeah,
somebody was really
that was
pumped
the downfall
about
of Goldfinger.
Either Goldfinger or Real Big Fish. I forget which one.
Definitely Real Big Fish.
So you basically did like a terrifying
stage
dive, but that was very unsafe. That should not have happened.
Did like a terrifying stage dive.
Yeah.
For the sake of ska.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the balcony, and he was the dude who was closest to me, a few yards to my right, and he stood up on
was
the
he thing all right?
attempting to dance and balance himself.
Oh, man.
He didn't make it.
Is he all right?
I have no idea. I just saw him fall, and that was all I saw.
He's good.
How long ago was this?
2000.
Okay.
Summer of 2000.
But I think
so
the crowd,
years to recover.
They were not dumping beers, not that I could tell.
But I think the crowd seemed.
Okay,
beers,
that's good.
Very respectful crowd.
Yeah, very
a lot of making out in the crowd, though.
Okay, that's good.
Saw some
so not so respectful. Yeah.
Which bands do you think got the most
making
out?
Each other's lips
in the crowd?
Yeah. Which bands do you think got the most makeouts?
I didn't see any during Torres, and I can't speak
Courtney
to our
Barnett.
Set, but there was a lot of smooching during the CB3 set.
CB3.
Yeah.
The CB3. Well, that's what the kids call them now.
That's CB3. What I think that's what they call
isn't
themselves.
Isn't that a Chris Rock movie?
No, it's CB4.
CB4. Yeah. She's got to add one more band member.
So she can have that.
Yeah. There you go.
And there's a second guitarist.
Yeah, just add Chris Rock.
That would work perfectly.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Playing the same character as in CB4.
Playing the same instrument that he played in CB4.
Okay. I think that's a keeper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took it from them, so I'm not just spouting acronyms here. The drum head, I think, of the kick drum says CB3 on it.
You're right. I noticed that too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of nice drum, kick drum heads. Yeah, Torres has a flashy one too. I felt like we were sloppy. We don't have one.
You guys gotta get on that.
A head on front in front of the kick drum yet. I still leave it open at this point. I don't know. Just
what if we just put like the Metallica logo?
Who's done that?
Are we getting in trouble for that?
Just to be like funny, they'll put like a different band's logo.
What,
on
like
there.
The Beatles? Just like right on the drum edge.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Avlov did have a Bob Marley.
our friends in Avlov had this like weird jaw phase where they were always like shouting out jaw and like talking about like everything being Irie and stuff. so they put Bob Marley on there, and like. They do not
I know
sound
a little
like
bit.
Bob Marley.
I know enough there's to know that they don't really no sound way. Like Bob Marley.
You're not a Bob fan?
I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know enough to know that they don't.
Very
so
un-Marley.
You guys would have the Metallica
no,
logo
not
as your
quite.
Joke drum head.
So you guys would have the Metallica logo as your joke drum head.
But maybe we'd have to like stretch it out a little bit and
man,
the colors so that
yeah,
we
I don't think Metallica
lawsuit.
Would do a lawsuit over it. I think they'd be down with it.
Consult our lawyers about it.
I don't think I think
yeah.
Pro fans. That's
really
a good
like
stance to take if you're a band.
And are really good to their fans.
Pro fans.
Other than,
yeah.
the, you know. Yeah.
Pro fan opposed to anti-fan?
Yeah.
One of my best friends is a crazy Metallica fan that is in their, like, the highest ranks of their fan club. And they do things somewhat regularly where they, like, will fly members of this fan club to shows and just
well,
do
they
like
they did the
show
in Antarctica
only for those fans.
They were the first band ever to play Antarctica. So was she part of that fan
That's
group
right.
that was like the upper echelon that got to
I
go to Antarctica?
So was she part of that fan
or
group that was like the upper echelon that got to go to Antarctica?
I don't think that he went to Antarctica, but he there've been like throughout the years many photos of him.
The polo
you know,
is important detail.
Wearing a polo and hanging out with James Hetfield at some fan event.
The polo is an important detail.
It is, because now you can picture, like, my friend who doesn't
yeah,
look like
they
the
were
most
the
intense Metallica fan.
No, know. There's no, they played at some sort
Wait,
of
Metallica
research
played in
base
Antarctica?
Inside a bubble.
Yeah. There's a venue in Antarctica?
No, there's no venue.
Yeah.
Sort of
or Metallica really wanted to be
oh,
the first
scientists
band
are just really into Metallica?
Continents.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy tried to do it before them, but it didn't work out.
I don't know who else is more deserving.
Metallica, clearly.
Yeah. Metallica's pro fan, and we're pro Metallica.
No, not that Fall Out Boy isn't pro fan.
Well, they were the
Metallica's
first band that tried. They were like the explorer that was like kind of interested in going to that continent, but it didn't. Yeah, but it didn't quite work out. Like the cartography, the ship technology wasn't quite ready for it.
Ponce de Leon.
But then Metallica made it happen.
Yeah, in the '80s.
Yeah.
It's all that Black Album money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We're on a Billboard podcast.
A very good point to bring up.
The number
up.
One album of the SoundScan era.
Got to bring in that industry spin with Billboard. I mean, the core demographic
of course.
Of
we're here to talk industry.
This is of Billboard.com is 13 to 17 year olds. Teens.
Awesome. What's up, teens?
So, which Metallica album would that be?
But you know,
Black
I think
album.
teens love Metallica too.
Teens love the Black Album. They love Injustice for All, Master Puppets.
I've like taught guitar lessons, and until pretty recently, I would have kids asking to learn Metallica stuff. And I taught writing at a university, and it was like mostly 18, 19 year old kids. And I had one student for his like culminating research essay that was like a 10-page research essay, wrote about. Basically, like, how Metallica has stunk since Cliff Burton was, like, no longer a part of Metallica. And it was, like, a research
was it a good
essay
argument?
Trying to prove this.
No.
So I think teens love Metallica.
Was it a good argument?
Like, no, but I had such fun reading it.
Was there a chapter on crab walking?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I would welcome that research essay, too.
I like all of their bassists.
Oh, yeah. Well, the crab walk's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Trujillo.
Yeah, I forgot his name. What's his name?
Robert Trujillo, I think.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Mm. Yeah, I forgot that what band he played in before Metallica.
They're probably pretty good.
Ozzy Osbourne. Right on.
But yeah, you can't underestimate teens these days.
They're probably pretty good.
They have technology, they have things on their side, and they know what's up.
They have technology, they have things on their side, and they know what's up.
Teens know what's up way more than I do.
Way more
ever
than
since I stopped being
table.
A teen, I've just like...
Yeah, let's talk like social, because I want to talk to you guys about the band with social media.
Nice.
Social meds, as I like to call it.
I've been slaying Twitter for the past 48 hours.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Self-proclaimed slaying.
Yeah. I'm reaching a peak. I'm peaking.
What was the peak tweet of that 48-hour period?
I mean, I was walking down the street eating a sandwich, and I had like a series of 10 in a row that were just...
I remember. That was
so
like afternoon yesterday.
You've seen me on
fire
with my tweets. I think I had some good ones last night. I just... it's not even a terminal with a period at the end of the sentence. Simple, but gets my point across.
Terminal 5 jokes. Terminal 5 gets a lot of shit.
It does, but
especially
you know
among music writers, it's like obligatory. It's like, oh, Terminal 5 tonight.
Mm-hmm. It's just not fun to be in there. And
well, the major complaint that I always remember people saying that the sound wasn't very good.
But what happened?
However, last night was the second show with their brand new PA system.
Okay.
I have no idea how it sounded.
I thought it sounded... I mean, I couldn't hear our set, obviously.
Yeah.
But I thought Courtney and Torres sounded great.
Sounded great.
I was on the side of the stage. I couldn't really get the full effect of the whole thing.
I was out in the house. Sounded very good.
Yeah. Cool. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I think it might come from the fact that it was probably designed not so much for rock or
for EDM.
Bands. Yeah. And as far as, like, with the different levels, it can be difficult to see the stage. But if you're watching a DJ, it's not as important to really, like, see what's going on up there.
Yeah, true. Seeing like that is good for, like, super bassy dance stuff.
Like, when
for rock bands, it's going to just, like...
Waka Flocka probably would sound really good there.
I would love to see Waka at Terminal 5.
Yeah, I would go
That'd
to that.
That'd be a good show.
Or the rave scene from The Matrix. And the second one when they're all like partying in the core of the earth.
I think
that's
that actually
happened.
I think that
5.
Actually happened at Terminal 5.
Oh yeah, that's where
that
they filmed it.
There every Thursday. That's their residency.
Yeah, is
they,
the Matrix
they filmed
rave.
The Matrix
that's
at
tonight actually.
T5.
Keanu, he'll be there.
Yep.
Or you know, Neo.
Every Thursday.
Neo, whatever.
Trinity came back just for the T5 party.
Morpheus, the whole gang.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, we derailed into
yeah,
social
media.
The Matrix.
All the topics, man.
What about right social media?
Yeah, so you guys are really fun, especially on Facebook. I really enjoy the Speedy Ortiz Facebook.
We love living in the Matrix, so that's why we're good at social media.
What about it do you like specifically?
I like the series. Well, first, you guys do so much press. I was going to bring that up too. You guys do a lot of press. And
I think we're just like down to hang out all the time.
We'll say yes to
so
anything.
If it's like... Especially if it's like, we'll meet people at shows who are like teenagers, who are like, "Will you do a thing for my like feminist zine?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Heck
yeah!" Like, yeah.
So, as long as someone isn't like obviously evil, we're generally down to have a conversation.
Well, I mean, like, if it's like a Satanist public access show where they're performing
maybe
rituals and stuff,
that
sounds very evil to me, but I would probably
might
do that.
Do that.
I will do a Levain Satanist public access show.
Right on.
Anytime.
So very, very open with the offers of what sort of press, which is awesome because not everyone's like that.
No, a lot of people hate it. Mm. But, I mean, I'm like, we're talking about The Matrix right now at, you know, 1 p.m. on a Thursday.
1 p.m. on a Thursday.
So down.
Club going up, man.
Yeah.
The club is right here.
Yeah. The club is right here. I mean, Lord's here. Lord's in the building.
So there's a picture of Lord over there for those who can't
there's
see.
A huge picture of Lord.
There's a very large poster
Austin
of Lord.
Mahone.
It's like, oh, hey, 20? Man.
I was telling these guys, we actually just had Austin Mahone in the office.
Oh, man,
and
we missed it.
We turned it around because we thought it would
you
be
didn't
awkward
want him to know.
If he came in here and just saw a massive picture.
He was here
today?
Was
he cool?
He was cool. No, it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was cool. Lots of people come through here.
All right.
Lots of people come through.
Who was here 2 days ago?
2 days ago. That would have been Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah, you said Vampire Weekend was here yesterday.
Yeah, Chris from Vampire, the bassist guy. He's got a solo album coming out. He was here, not the whole band. Had this band Paris come in on Monday. I don't think anyone was here, at least not for me, on Tuesday.
So I'm coming back to New York on Sunday to see Nicki Minaj
at
Barclays. What are the chances that Nicki will be strolling through these offices in the next
week? I would like to think possible.
All right. Well,
hopefully.
You got my number now.
Yeah.
I'll hide in the corner.
Or there's always got Billboard Hot 100 Fest, Nicki Minaj headlining.
Really?
Also.
That's a thing?
Oh, it's happening.
When is it?
Long Island Jones Beach Theater, August 22nd and 23rd.
Oh, we're kind of around then, aren't we?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Totally around
oh, yeah.
I'll see you.
That was the entire point of this podcast.
To get us to come to
the same weekend as the Exploding in Sound extended weekend, but I think we can make an exception. Mm.
Also, Justin Bieber's first performance in 3 years.
Whoa.
It's been 3 years since the Biebs performed?
Pretty much.
What's he been up to?
A lot of things that weren't really releasing music.
weren't really like gaining him a lot of favor in the public eye.
Like when he went to the Anne Frank building and signed the book that he thought
she
would have
been a believer.
Said,
I hope she would have been a believer.
Or he said he thought she would have been a believer.
Oh my God.
I remember that story really well.
Do you remember the leaked texts with Selena Gomez?
Remind me about that one.
A bunch of texts that like he sent to her were leaked that were like insane. After he had egged a house and been arrested, there was this like a, and then there was a picture of him that same week. Like he went to a strip club and was like sucking on someone's nipple, and a photo of it got leaked. And all this happened within like a 10-day period. It seems like, and this was last year, I think. Seems like a rough time for.
Yeah, he goes through specific periods where he really wiles out. Mm-hmm. There was the time he was like backstage at a club and was pissing into a bucket and saying, like, I hate Bill Clinton. There was that time.
Why does he got to do that?
Biebs, man.
Why can't he just like work on his tennis game or something? He's got nothing else to do.
Well, that's why Billboard stepped in trying to like get him back on the straight and narrow.
Yeah,
back on the tennis court.
Performing with Diplo at a festival. Videos. So I want to talk about music videos.
Okay. I love music videos.
Yeah.
Let's talk shop.
Yeah, because your video's pretty fun. Getting like better and better, I think.
Nice.
Really likes the.
We're trying.
I still like the Caprao video a lot. A lot of people don't know about that one. Mm-hmm. But we did that one ourselves. It was the first video we did.
Okay, because the first one I know is Tiger Tank. So this was before.
Yeah,
that.
Like
okay.
Caprao was a couple months before that only. And it was. You know,
it's kind of just random shit.
It's random shit, but I love it. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Tiger Tank, our friend Matthew Caron, just like came up to Boston and we shot it at a punk house that we'd played at, you know, dozens of times. Mm-hmm. And he had this idea of like just a wrestling match taking place in just like a room full of shredded paper. And we were like, we know the perfect place.
He actually sent us like four different ideas that he had in mind for that video. And we were like, well, what if we just combine all of them into one? So it's, I don't know. It's very dense.
He knew that our band is named after a character from a comic book series, Love and Rockets, by the Hernandez brothers. It's like a great long running series. And one aspect of it is luchadoras. And basically women's wrestling is like a pretty huge storyline in a lot of the series. Mm-hmm. So he was like, can we get some luchadora action going on in this mm-hmm. video? And I got to wear a mask and wrestle my friend. It was fun. It was really fun.
You know, I actually forgot our first video wasn't Capra. It was indoor soccer, which Darl did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did do that.
That was the found footage one.
Yeah, that was just me filming stuff on a TV where my friends had stolen cable. So it was all scrambled and stuff. So mm-hmm. I just filmed it and then edited it.
Yeah, I think didn't you have the camera like pointed at the TV for like 3 hours or something?
Yeah, just while I was asleep.
Just like random shit.
Yeah.
And sync it up to the music.
Yeah. It was fun to make.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yes, Devin found his way back.
Hey, Devin.
We have our most recent video is, now I can't even remember what song it is.
Raising the Skate?
It's for Raising the Skate, yeah. And it's like sort of a parody or homage to a couple 70s horror movies, most notably Houseu. But there's, we're in a haunted house and Mike becomes possessed by a cat monster.
Yeah.
And the end of the video basically involves me stabbing him repeatedly to, because he's a, you know, he's a zombie cat monster. Can't let my friend go on like that. But we have been like, I guess there's like a thing where MTV wants to be playing the video, but can't have like stuff with a knife or stabbing.
Really?
So we keep getting like emails from them that are like about the edits they want made. Mm-hmm. And it'll say like all caps, like, 103 to 113. Lose woman grabbing or holding knife. Like,
nah, absolutely not.
It's really funny.
Such a violent band.
That's
you
not
guys.
Happening. You know they can play full content when that comes out.
But I'm confused.
It's a lot
I'm
happier.
Like, bitch, better have my money. That's a crazy violent video. Is that not getting played
they're
on MTV?
Absolutely. That is absolutely banned from MTV.
In so long, but
really?
Rihanna, I'm pretty sure got banned from MTV. They do not play that video.
Is it just a knife thing?
It's like a
lot of
kidnap, torture,
yeah,
murder.
Just one of those knife things?
It's worth checking out.
Oh, and so they can't show the
I'm saying like MTV
video?
Hits and MTVU. Clearly they're not going to play it on regular ass MTV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they do AMTV anymore, which is when they used to play videos just between like 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
What about Bad Blood? Is that getting played on MTV?
What's that?
Because that's got tons and tons of weaponry.
Yeah, maybe it's the blood that sets it apart.
But there's a scene where a knife is flying through the sky as if by magic in our video, and we were told that won't pass the censor.
So basically a Harry Potter scene.
It's like a Harry Potter scene. It's in like a haunted mansion. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a knife's got to fly.
MTV has always had the weirdest restrictions.
Apparently it's related to when Beavis and Butthead like burned down a house and then kid did it.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's too many liabilities and they are really...
The fire episode.
They mute out the weirdest things from songs, though. Like, they muted out Suicide from Last Resort by Papa Roach. Or, like, in Santeria, they censored 45 because it's a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are those swears? I don't know.
Like, in the word asshole, they'll, like, blank out hole or something.
Leave an ass.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Censor the hole.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's cool that MTV at least wanted to play the Raising the Skate video.
Yeah, I mean, the edits are happening. I just don't know how much narrative sense it will make that I need to exercise a cat demon for my bandmate.
They probably can't play The Graduates either because it's got like eyeballs as acid tabs or whatever it's supposed to be.
You can just sort of hold up, like in those places, hold up cue cards like they did in old silent films that shows what's happening. They just fill in the plot holes.
Redacted.
But I was going to say, I think it's really cool that you guys act in your own music videos because that, to me, has a sort of old-school MTV vibe of artists doing silly things acting-wise in their videos.
And I think we don't like the idea of, like, farming things out, even for, like, any artwork that we have. Either I do the artwork or, like, a friend of ours. You know, we had a friend do some T-shirts and posters, but, like, videos we mostly have had, I think only have had friends make them for us. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if we just like weren't there, I don't know, it doesn't seem... We like to be involved.
We're control freaks.
We're control freaks, yeah.
We're
really.
Such great actors, too. Really, like, it'd be a shame
well,
if we
Devin
didn't display
especially,
that.
Especially Devin.
That too. Yeah, Devin's a method actor. Yeah.
The band's just like an opening act for an acting career.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Mm.
Yep.
I'm trying to get on the Scream TV show.
Yeah.
We see acting a little bit here and there in hip-hop videos, but I think bands frequently, like, have nothing to do with their videos as far as rock bands go.
Exactly. I think maybe more so in the past when the video for like big popular rock bands was a much bigger thing, like 80s MTV. But now I think videos for rock bands tend to be much more conceptual.
Mm-hmm. I remember like the last bands I remember who did that kind of thing in their videos were probably like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco. Mm-hmm.
And they still do.
And
like,
I love
was,
all those
like,
videos.
10 years ago.
There's a good, speaking of Courtney Barnett, the Pedestrian at Best video is really awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, the clown. Which is just,
she acts.
That's
she's
a good
like
one.
Really, really good in that one.
Mm. Yeah, it's all coming together. Another thing I wanted to ask about, you were talking about how you like to do everything and with all these projects. I really like the lyric booklet that came with the record.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you do that?
Yeah, I've done the artwork for all our physical releases. I studied poetry in college and used to make chapbooks and sort of had the idea that it'd be fun to have a little chapbook of illustrations and the lyrics. And I think a lot of wanting to put that out there was, like the few times that I've, you know, looked on formerly Rap Genius, people had like typed up our lyrics in crazy ways that were totally not how they were. Mm-hmm. And, the formatting would be like some way that irked me. It's like, let me put it out there exactly as I write it in paragraph form and have some illustrations and reward people for buying records by putting in another goodie.
Yeah, you actually, by mentioning Rap Genius, you actually jogged my memory about something like I wrote down a while ago when I knew I was going to be talking to you guys. Because your lyrics, they definitely, I think more so than most bands, lend themselves to being annotated like that, to being explained.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah, like how do you seem like the way they've been interpreted on Rap Genius isn't accurate?
Well, I actually did an interview with, they've sort of like shifted gears pretty massively at that website.
Because they have Rock Genius as like their rock
vertical. It's just Genius now, okay. And their annotations of like news stories and like, it's not just like songs anymore. And I think they're shifting towards doing a lot more like editorial content where they'll actually interview an artist and have them like explain what the songs are about and then put all that stuff in.
Okay.
So they did that, with me, and it's been funny to like, I think I had, they were like, check back on the comments and like, you know, respond to some people. And I was watching people like respond to the things that I said in an interview that were then ascribed to the like, lyrics on Rap Genius. It's funny to watch how these kind of websites like develop an identity, and it's fun to watch people be like, wow, I thought this was about something that people make kind of wacky assumptions.
So you did a couple speedy songs you annotated for them.
I think they went through the whole album with me, the new album,
all of Foiled Ear.
I haven't looked it up since then, but
that's interesting because, I mean, some musicians will say, like, I don't really want to explain my lyrics because they're more open for interpretation. But people on the internet will, as we can see, will interpret anyway.
No interpretation.
And I think a lot of what my response was like, well, it could mean whatever you think it means. And also, it doesn't really mean anything because, like, here's the train of thought that got me with word association from this phrase to another phrase that sounded cool with it. So a lot of the annotations are just like, oh, like, this is a vague reference to an Aaliyah song that I just like.
Exactly. Get that nice little like Aaliyah gif in there.
Yeah. I think there is one.
There has to be. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there is.
Yeah, they have fun with the annotations there. Little memes. It's very freeform. Could
I like
be anything.
The animated gifs are pretty fun.
I was talking with someone about songmeanings.com last night.
Oh, I
remember
that site. You go back at it now, and all the comments are from, like, 2004.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So what was the conversation?
It was just, like, remember that.
That was, yeah.
And, like, I totally used to comment on that site. But it was, I think the format of Genius is much better because you're just, like, highlighting specific phrases. Song Meanings, you'd have to, like, read through a whole comments thread at the
start
bottom.
Start at 2003.
Looked like Brooklyn Vegan, basically. of just people, like, arguing in comments about what the song is about.
Yeah, you're right, though, that Song Meanings basically was, like, a proto-version of Rap Genius, just, like, before, like, interactive social media.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a long list of things before people figured out, oh, there's a better way of doing this. What a realization.
I know. Groundbreaking.
Wow. Rap, the genius. Well, I guess not rap genius anymore. The
proto-genius.
The genius people would probably love this conversation.
Hey, genius peeps.
I really think they should have kept it as rap genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I felt cool being like, my song's on rap genius.
Rap genius.
Exactly. Regardless of the genre, they just should have kept it as rap genius.
Mm.
Big mistake, guys.
Well, so not all praise for the folks of genius, but mostly praise for the folks of
genius. Just that one thing.
Come on, you're looking up Big Sean lyrics, and now I can look up my own lyrics.
No. Praise.
Praise.
Blessings. Mm.
So that's pretty much, I think, all I had in my end. Do you think we really got through the social meds?
The what?
We have a live journal.
A live journal?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about the live journal. Because I've mostly been on the Facebook and the Twitter lately.
Mike is the curator of the live journal.
It's a little more DL than the others, but that's okay. I don't know.
I think like it's more on the DL just because, similar to song meanings, the format of live journal is like so cumbersome and like not that easy to engage in. You can't really embed stuff.
Yeah.
So like a lot of bands have Tumblrs or
it's like the norm now for a band to have a Tumblr.
Yeah, and I think when we started we were like, wouldn't it be funny if we had this like a really difficult to look at blog?
Yeah, it's not really user friendly for setting up. I have to put a lot of HTML coding into it.
The background of the wallpaper, like really obnoxious wallpaper background, is a haunted house.
I like it.
Illustration. And our picture is like a banh mi sandwich that's like a stock photo. We really have a stupid website.
All we need is a hit counter.
No, I like it, man.
I like it,
and
too.
And the song that plays automatically when the page loads up.
God,
bring that back.
You are so right.
I feel like I tried to put a hit counter back on there, and I couldn't get it to work.
And then like Dancing Jesus or whatever. Dancing
just,
Baby.
Can we just have the hit counter?
Yeah, Ally McBeal Dancing Baby.
Can the hit counter only be 666 like forever?
Yeah.
No, it's got to be constantly spinning. Remember that one? Because so many people were flying to the page. One. So the counter just keeps spinning endlessly.
Yeah, and then we have to have GIFs of just like weird. Like get the baby dancing GIF.
Flying toaster.
Yeah, flying toaster. There you go. The classic.
What's up with Instagram? I just don't. I'm not that down.
It gives the skinny.
I've been using it to post videos of like animatronic stuff I run into.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm just. I don't know. People are so into it.
Yeah, and like, it also kind of overlaps weirdly with Vine.
Right, which
with
I haven't.
With the video feature.
I'm basically using Instagram as a Vine.
Yeah.
And not in like a way that's helpful to my band at all.
Are people still into Vine?
What is
Oh,
Vine?
They so are.
Really?
Is Vine the one where it's like short videos?
Six
that's all
yeah,
cut
yeah,
up?
It's,
yeah, it's a looped 6-second video, I think.
Yeah, and I never really, I was way behind on Vine, so when I saw that Instagram was switching to video, I was like, oh, all right, I'll get a pass on that, because now that Instagram is doing video, Vine will go away, and it won't matter that I didn't get into it, but it stuck around, it's like, oh, man, I'm way behind.
Is it still that popular, though? Because I feel like I used to see Vine stuff embedded in Twitter all the time, and now I just see Instagram.
It goes back to those teens, though.
Like I said, they are way more with it than I am.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Instagram?
Like, there's like this whole new wave of pop sensations who get big just on Vine, like Vine stars. Like it's
for example,
Shawn Mendes is like the one who's most known.
I saw it must have been within the past year in Wired magazine. They did like a long print feature about like the stars of Vine.
Yeah,
who were like the best artists like making stuff on Vine. And I looked up some of them. It was cool. Pretty cool.
And they'll have like Vine star conventions where there'll be lines of teens like around the block throughout cities waiting to go in and like watch these people perform.
What do they do?
They just do like perform like songs, but for 7 seconds. I mean,
so like grindcore bands.
It could be, that would be really cool if it was grindcore
well,
bands.
What they are.
I think a lot of it is like
because yeah,
like
grindcore would. Yeah, you're right.
You could totally
that would correlate to Vine really well.
You could put a whole Charles Bronson album on Vine.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Or Spaz or one of those.
Gruder Grind.
Yeah.
Man, I do not know anyone, but I could not name one more besides Shawn Mendes, though, so I am not the Vine
I remember
expert.
Seeing one that's like a person who makes like weird tears come out of her eyes out of different materials, and that's like her whole thing on
Vine,
and it's massively popular.
She's
like,
not musical, though. She
no, but
cries.
It's just like stop motion stuff where like, you know, in the shape of like a tear,
that's
she
gross.
Has like diamond stickers like moving down her face. It looks like she's crying.
Oh,
like
okay.
Cubic zirconia. It's cool.
Yeah, no, I was thinking grosser.
Okay. It's not gross. It's like just some cool
feelings.
Art
feelings.
Stuff.
Okay.
beautiful feelings. Yeah. Everyone likes feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shook your head, Mike, before you said yeah.
I was just thinking of like tears, and yeah. And then I started thinking of like body fluid. So nice. That was my train of thought.
2 p.m. on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You know how we do it.
Yep. All day, every day.
In case you're wondering, my train of thought, it wasn't pleasant.
Well. I feel like that's a good podcast. I think I got through everything I want. Body fluids. And more.
It always comes down to body fluids in the end.
Teens love that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
They don't get me started on love teens TMI. And body fluid.
So much TMI. Teen. Jeez. Teen MI. Teen much information.
So that concludes another episode of the Alt in Our Stars podcast. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast by clicking the iTunes link towards the bottom of the story. You can also listen to archived episodes there. Lots of good stuff. So new episode runs every Friday afternoon on billboards.com. Check back next week. Until then, have a good weekend, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.